The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Day 199, tomorrow 200 days. Joe's turned the page. The mob, the media, they've turned the page. I wonder, here's a question with tonight's State of the Union. Will Joe Biden mention the American citizens he abandoned? I doubt it. Will Joe Biden talk about the failure at the border? I doubt it. You know, open borders, ending the stay in Mexico policy, ending building the wall, bringing back not only catch and release, process release, no COVID mandates, testing or vaccine mandates for illegal immigrants. After all, they're not going to be here very long. Why do we need to test them? Everyone will forget about what? The cages for kids that were overcrowded in the middle of a pandemic. I wonder if Joe's going to talk about that success. I wonder if Joe's going to talk about his economic success, 40-year inflation high. I wonder if Joe's going to talk about what happened, what the consequences have been of abandoning energy independence, abandoning America's being a net exporter of energy, approving Vladimir Putin's Nord Stream 2 pipeline while simultaneously stopping construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. Is he going to explain why in 2021, when he inherited energy independence, that he imported 232 million barrels of oil from Russia, a million barrels of oil from even Iran, the first time that's happened since 1991, or the 600 plus million barrels of oil from OPEC? You know, is he going to explain why he's begging OPEC and begging Russia and begging in trying to make this Iranian deal so that he can allow the Iranians to sell us oil when we have more natural resources than the entire Middle East and Russia combined? You know, none of this makes sense. Is he going to brag about that? Is he going to brag about that he's brought law and order back to the country when, in fact, things have not been worse? Is he going to brag about anything he's done in terms of fixing the broken school system? Or will he tell the truth that his party, the Democratic Socialist Party, and the teachers unions are tied at the hip in their unholy alliance? They even let the teachers union write COVID rules, for crying out loud. It doesn't get worse than that. He won't talk about Afghanistan. Well, gee, that was a big, big success, Joe. You know, what is he going to say about Russia when he won't use the one big sanction that would work? And that would be, of course, stopping imports, exports of energy with Russia. It's the lifeblood of their entire economy. It's funding this war that we see. And now we're waiting on a slaughter, basically, that's going to emerge. You know, but one thing we do have, and I'll get to this later as we preview the State of the Union. In other words, preview everything Joe should say and won't say, and all the lies Joe will tell that are just total lies. I mean, Joe will try to make the case that he did a great job with COVID. Well, then why did he run out of tests over Christmas? Why did he run out of monoclonal antibodies over Christmas? Why didn't he warp speed the production of antivirals in the lead up to the holidays, knowing that you're going to have groups of people together and a higher incidence of positive cases? No excuse there either. Ran out of monoclonals, ran out of tests. You know, it's a disaster. I can't think of a single thing that he's done that is good. And when he says, tonight I can announce the State of the Union is strong, I'm like, no, it's not. It's collapsing because we don't have a strong American president. There's a lot of infighting, a lot of anger that there's going to be a Democratic response by Congresswoman Tlaib. That's going to take place tonight. And that ought to get pretty interesting. And then, of course, Joe's going to lie about pretty much everything else and claim success for everything else. And he deserves none of it. One other sidebar is AOC's Democratic Socialist, the squad, which has all the power, the most prominent member of the squad and the Democratic Socialist of America is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, AOC. And Bernie Sanders and Congresswoman Tlaib now set the agenda for Biden, Pelosi, and Schumer. And by the way, they're now blaming, you would think they'd blame Vladimir Putin. You think they'd care about, you know, a six-year-old little girl that lost her life along with all the other innocent life lost in Ukraine. Our prayers are with these poor people going through all of this. You know, the answer is, why didn't the world, why didn't Europe, why didn't they listen to Donald Trump in 2018 when he got in the face of the NATO leader and said how stupid they are, that here we're paying, as America, we're paying the bulk of monies to provide safety for our European allies, our NATO allies, while you simultaneously pay far less per cap as per GDP than we're paying, and we're paying all this money to protect all of you from Russia. And then you turn around and you make multi-billion dollar deals and make Putin and Russia rich again. Forget about the Nord Stream 2. How about ending Nord Stream 1? What Joe should say tonight, won't say tonight, is what I've been telling you he needs to say. I'm announcing tonight that I have lifted all restrictions that I have put in place as it relates to exploration and extraction of energy, oil, gas, coal. I have told the energy companies in this country that they are to, as quickly as possible, to outproduce any level of production they've ever had in the past, so that we can not only become energy independent again, it's good for national security, we won't need to worry about the Middle East, the Straits of Hormuz, it's good for job creation, high-paying career jobs in the energy sector. It's good for lowering gas prices, and that in turn would lower the 40-plus year high of inflation. He's never going to say any of that. And then we could start being a net exporter of energy again and start helping our Western European and NATO allies. That's not going to happen. Anyway, the Democratic Socialists of America, they're actually blaming the U.S. and NATO, quote, for imperialist expansion, for helping to trigger the Russian invasion of Ukraine, provoking obvious criticism from political leaders, but the Democratic Socialists of America, you know, reaffirms our call for the U.S. to withdraw from NATO and end the imperialist expansionism that set the stage for this conflict. Well, the only one looking to expand and steal territory, the only one showing territorial ambitions, happens to be their comrade Vladimir, and that's Vladimir Putin. Anyway, the Democratic Socialists Association elected leaders are Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders. It's pretty pathetic. By the way, even CNN, the poll shows most Americans do not trust Biden to handle the Russia-Ukraine crisis. Most Americans in every poll now, including the ABC Washington Post poll, do not think Joe's cognitive abilities are up to speed to be president of the United States. This is going to come to a head. When, I can't tell you, but it is going to come to a head. And how it's going to happen, how it'll unfold, I don't know. I can't believe that, you know, I'm reading articles. In case of a nuclear attack, government advises face masks and social distancing in shelters. The Ready Campaign, a government program meant to prepare Americans for emergencies, advises Americans to maintain 6 feet social distancing and wear a face mask when sheltering indoors to avoid a nuclear fallout. I'm like, oh, great. Is that where you think this is headed? Joe said, we don't need to worry about that. Well, if Vladimir says it, and he seems to be one sick, miserable, evil SOB, I think you got to take it seriously. And if he's putting his nukes on a heightened alert, I would suggest putting ours on a heightened alert. But just a side note here. You know, I've often wondered, and we've discussed this a lot over the years, there's an executive order in place, and it's Executive Order 12333, and it states no person employed by or acting on behalf of the U.S. government shall engage in or conspire to engage in the assassination of a leader. Now, this goes back to President Ford issued an executive order. And that language, it was Executive Order 11905, and it said no employee of the United States government shall engage or conspire to engage in political assassination. Well, I think the thinking is, well, if we start taking out the head of the snake, that that's going to happen in the U.S. Don't we already assume that the world wants to kill our elected leaders? I do. That's why you got to protect the Capitol. Glad to see that they learned something. And I've been saying, if you want to prevent January 6th, Donald Trump did what was legally required on his part, and then he had no control over Nancy Pelosi and Muriel Bowser's decision not to put the fence up on January 6th. He approved those troops and authorized them as required by law on January 4th. You know, but of course, that's not going to be in the report because the chairman of the committee said Nancy's off limits. You know, why ask Nancy? Why ask Muriel Bowser, who put it in writing she wasn't going to take the troops that Donald Trump was offering? Zelensky is prodding Biden to impose a no-fly zone. Jen Psaki, they say we need the West to impose a no-fly zone. They should. And just like, for example, Europe has now shut down all Russian flights. Why isn't the U.S. and Canada? I agree with Zelensky on this. And by the way, most leaders probably would have left by now. This guy hasn't left yet. Usually leaders take millions of dollars, get in a private jet, and get the hell out of town. He's staying, and he's in tactical gear, and it looks like he's going to fight. And there's one report saying that Putin has sent 400 mercenaries into Ukraine for the purpose of killing this guy, which I wouldn't doubt. What's really scary is all these people that have been saying, oh, the Ukrainians are fighting back. They're doing really, really well. Those proclamations, I'm sorry, are way too premature. And you would think people would understand that Putin has not unleashed militarily what he's capable of. There's now a 40-mile convoy of Russian military vehicles now making their way towards Kyiv in the initial round of, quote, peace talks as they failed yesterday. Let me tell you what the peace talks were yesterday. That was Putin buying time to get more munitions, more tanks, more armor, more fuel, more equipment, more troops ready for the big attack. And now that Belarus is involved, they will come down through the south. They've got the eastern side of Kyiv surrounded. Then they will get the western and southern side equally as covered. And that's what's coming next. So all this talk about how great the Ukrainians are doing, they don't have enough javelins. Thank God they have the ones they did. I was a little skeptical at the time because of political corruption that had existed over the years in Ukraine. And I understand that many European countries are stepping up with either javelins or Stinger missiles, which were very effective, used by the Mujahideen to fight back the former Soviet Union in the 80s. And they actually ended up chasing the former Soviet Union out. But we've got hundreds of tanks, mobile artillery, fuel tankers, trucks, troops spotted, 40-mile-long convoy headed towards Kyiv. Now you tell me what do you think is going to happen when they arrive? Because none of it's going to be good. And if you know anybody in Kyiv, my humble suggestion is to tell them to get the hell out, because I think, sadly, and I pray to God I'm wrong, and I mean this, it's going to be a massacre. This guy has no soul. He has no conscience whatsoever. He has territorial ambitions. And nobody's willing to stand up to him. The one sanction that would have worked, they're not putting that in place. There's no excuse for that at all whatsoever. I am beyond angered that the world is so dependent on Vladimir Putin because of Joe Biden's policies. He caused that dependency, and he didn't have to do that.
Ronald Reagan took this country from the depths of inflation in the 1970s to economic prosperity in just a few years' time. He knows a thing or two about saving a country in distress, and now you can get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. All qualified callers who call the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. Visit HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. They're a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one-rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. Go to HannityGold.com today and get your hands on a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. That's HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you'll get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk, a veteran-owned company. Now, you get the same quality service that you get from the big carriers, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, but you get it at half the cost. The average family saves close to $1,000 a year. And guess what? There's no activation fees and no contract to sign. And they use the same cell towers and the same 5G network. Make the switch today. And if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. Anyway, this is a company that shares your values. They support our military and our veterans. And by the way, they don't advertise on fake news networks, thankfully. Go to the website, puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch. It's simple. It's fast. It's easy. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. As we roll along, 800-941-Sean, you want to be a part of the program. So, look, I want them to be successful. I want the insurgency to be successful. You know, all these European countries, day late, dollar short, are now trying to help arm the Ukrainians so that they can fight their own battle. There is no appetite for boots on the ground by America or any other country. But the Ukrainians are showing a willingness to fight back themselves. But what I see coming is it should take your breath away. And everybody needs to understand that these stories are so premature of everyone saying, they're doing great. Putin never expected this. You couldn't be more wrong. This has been planned out from the get-go. This phony meeting yesterday was so that he can now assess the situation and come up with the final plan, which is now to take the entire government down and to take the capital. And you got a 40-mile-long convoy, all Russian military, all vehicles, and you got, you know, tanks, mobile artillery, fuel tankers, trucks, troops, you know, spotted, thanks to satellite imaging. A senior U.S. defense official predicted that Russia would try within days to encircle Kyiv, where the night sky was lit up by massive explosions and air raid sirens. And it's only going to get worse based on what I'm seeing. Now, when he was building up his troops initially on the eastern border of Ukraine, people say, no, he's just trying to gain leverage. And I'm like, okay, you don't put 200,000 troops on the border unless you're planning on an invasion. I don't understand how these people even have jobs.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day. And many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.